Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, already in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Living Savior Church today. We're glad to have each one of you. Praise the Lord. We did have a good healing school yesterday. We had a good one and we're grateful. We're glad you came. And how many of you, that was the first healing school you've ever been to in your life? Some of you, your very first time. Well, you know, we are a unique church. We teach a healing school, and I've been doing this now about 25 or 30 years, I guess, something like that. And in that 25 and 30 years, I couldn't even begin to tell you the number of people I've seen healed. Amen. But a bunch of them. So praise God. God is still the healer. He is the healer, you know. I mean, he does heal people because we've seen him do it. The thing about it is we've got to learn to believe the Word of God. Oh, there is?
There's a whole bunch.
Oh, okay. Well, let me... If we have testimonies, I would love for you to, if you want to give your testimony, just come up here.
He was in a wheelchair last time. He's not in a wheelchair anymore.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I just want to praise the Lord because I'd been sick for 3 years, and he's healed my chest. And
praise the Lord. Well, you were sick for 3 years, huh? And then Jesus healed you. Praise the Lord. He's a mighty God, is he not? He is a mighty God. Okay, is there anybody else? Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's a good thing. He was on dialysis because his kidneys failed through this. And last Monday, I went and the doctor was leaving the building, and he came over and he says, he's doing real good. And he says, well, think about maybe putting in the permanent apparatus for the dialysis. And I says, well, I said, the Lord's going to heal him. And he kind of stepped back a little bit, and he kind of grinned, and he says, well, yes, I believe in that, too. And I said, the Lord's going to do it. And he says, okay, and he's from India. And he says, that's good. And so when I come in Friday, they give us some things to take home to do some testing to bring back to him. And it's because they said his numbers look so good that he may be coming off the dialysis.
Hey,
so praise God.
Man. Wow, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We got another one back here. All right, praise the Lord.
About 4 weeks ago, I came and a couple prayed for me to be delivered from my nicotine addiction. I smoked more or less for 40 years straight, and I'm 5 days without a cigarette, praise God.
Anybody else? We got them all. We got anybody?
One up here, Pastor.
One up here? Over right here. Okay.
Well, about 9 months ago, I had cellulitis in my right ankle, and it cost me about $650 to get it healed with an antibiotic. And the other day, Wednesday, I was laying in bed, and pain was coming back, and the ankle was swelling. And so I used John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
Amen.
And it was healed. The pain immediately went away. Amen. And the swelling is almost gone.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right. What did he send to heal you?
His word.
His word. He sent his word to heal you. And I love that. In fact, I want to show you what I'm talking about under the new covenant, which is what we're under. We got all these great and precious promises, like the one she used there, John 15:7. That's also the promise that I used to raise my granddaughter from the dead when she was killed 15 years ago. Used that very verse, and the Lord raised her from the dead and reconnected her brain stem and everything, reconnected her eyes. He's an awesome God, is he not? So there's no limitations in God, but the thing about it is, under this great and awesome new covenant, which we don't even know, I went to church for years and didn't even know I had a covenant. Finally, one day somebody said something about, well, what do you understand about the new covenant? I said, I'd only been a Sunday school teacher probably for 10 years, reading out the quarterly, and I said, the what? the new covenant, what's that? And I thought, I thought, well, I guess I better go to looking. So I started in the old covenant, and I found some things in the old covenant that I want to show you today. To start off with, I want you to see, and see if you understand the scripture like I did. Maybe, just maybe I misunderstand or misinterpret scripture. In the King James Bible, I want us to put Exodus 15, 26 up here to look at, and I want us just to see, I want you to see, what does this say? You know, does it really mean what it says? And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now then, what do you see in that verse that you really like? If I'm reading this right, if I will do what he says, if I will obey him. In other words, it's kind of like me and my son. When my son was growing up, if I said, son, I want you to take the trash out. What did I mean for him to do? Take the trash out, yeah. I didn't mean for him to look at the trash and say, oh, I'll do that next week when I ain't got nothing else to do. So he goes off to do something. No, son. You hear what I said? I plan for you to take the trash out. But dad, I don't want to. I said, it doesn't make any difference. You got to take it out because I'm telling you to. The only difference between me and God on a deal like this is God don't reach out and grab you by the nape of the neck and drag you back and make you do it like daddy does. Daddy does it. God just put it in his book and told you what to do. Now then, it's up to you to believe it. If you believe it, he sent his word and healed you. Didn't he? Yeah, and there's another girl he healed right there. You know, he healed her. She's only been healed a few weeks, but praise God. He sent his word. She learned the word. And it took, how many months, Paula, did it take for you to get healed from the time you first started believing in healing? Beginning of March until now. You was hard-headed, huh? I mean, just think now, that scripture that we're looking at there. If I look at that and I was under the old covenant, which we're not supposed to be, you may be under the old covenant. In other words, if you're not walking in obedience to God's word and you're not believing in the new covenant, then there's only two covenants, the old and the new. So you're under one of them. And it's not just automatic. That's what we think. We think that the new covenant is automatic when we get saved. It's just an automatic thing, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, whether you cheat or lie or steal or don't believe nothing, you know, don't come to church, or nothing, you're still going to be under that covenant. But that's not true. That's not true. You got to receive that new covenant by faith. But this covenant here, just look at that and meditate on that. According to that rule that we read up there right now, the thing I see on that, if I obey him and I do everything he says, he promised me that he would take how much sickness away from me?
Everything.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If God promised in that one verse, if I obey him, that he'll take all sickness away from me, then if I'm an obedient son or daughter of God, how much sickness should I have in my whole life?
None.
Why do we don't think like that? And I remember when I received Jesus Christ, and I talked about this yesterday in my part of the healing school, how I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer from the new covenant. The new covenant, there's a scripture, there's a whole bunch of things, but there is one really simple one, and it's in Romans 10, 8 and 9, that says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be healed. You will be healed. I mean, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Now, there, he didn't even tell me I had to keep any right there in that particular place. He just said, all I got to do is believe. Now see, here's the difference. Under the old covenant, when I believed, God didn't come inside of me. He only come inside of the priest. He didn't live inside of just everybody. But under the new covenant, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who moves in and takes residence inside your physical body? God. God lives in you. And so that makes that covenant far better, far superior to the other one, because now you're being led by the Spirit of God. And if you're not so hard-headed, which is what so many, Paula just said that she was hard-headed, so it took her a while. She could, if she had really been tuned in to God, really doing what he said, the first time she heard the truth, she could have said, wow, that's for me. I'm going to receive that. He made me that promise. And you could have been healed right there. But you didn't know. So that's why it took a little while. Like you said, we're kind of hard-headed. We kind of got to put a chisel up there on top, you know, and use a big hammer, not a little bitty one, right? The big one, if you're like me, I had to have a great big one beat on me all the time, you know, to be able to get through. But, you know, we are like that, and especially if you're a man. You know, men are really hard to get through to. Ooh, some of you girls, when I said that, said, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, you know, but that's the way we are. When Dave says this fleshly thing we live in, we do live in a fleshly thing. Now, but as I meditated on the scripture and in the Old Covenant way back years ago, I began to look at that and thinking, my goodness, he said, if I will just diligently seek him, if I'll get in this book and I'll read this book and I'll obey this book and I'll do what this book says, obey the commandments where he says, walk in love. That means I got to walk in love with everybody. You mean even when Scott's mean to me, I still got to walk in love? Ooh, but I don't want to do that. I want to get him when he does something wrong. That's the way men think. Y'all know that? And some of you girls think like that too. You know, y'all want to get him too when he don't do what you want him to do. You want to grab him by the nape of the neck and punch him out. Is that true? But you know, under this old covenant, you had again, you have to obey and do everything he says. And the reward, if I read that right, if I walk in obedience to his word, again, one more time, according to that scripture, if I do obey, how much sickness is he going to take away?
All.
What is it we don't understand about all? But it is written, is it not?
It is.
It is written. So let's put it this way. Let's say we think we're doing what he said. We're reading the word. You know, we're really gone crazy with the word. We're spending 15 or 20 minutes a day reading the Bible, this crazy book. I mean, my goodness gracious. And I go to church, and the church, I used to go to a church that took 30 minutes for the invitation and all that stuff and 30 minutes of teaching. And then after an hour, we went home. And baby, if that service went more than an hour and 5 or 10 minutes, some of them got up and walked out. You know, what are you trying to do? I mean, you know, an hour a day on Sunday should be more than enough. Well, I don't think you're walking in love with God. I think you forget who you're coming to church to please. You're definitely not coming to church to please God. And you want to know why you're sick? All of a sudden you come down with a sickness, and then you're saying, wait a minute, God. You said right there in your word, if I obeyed you and did everything you said, you would take all sickness away from me. And I'm sick and I got pains in my body. And the Lord will speak to you and say, you're not obeying what I said.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them for free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.